Welcome to the Grant Writing Simplified podcast. This is the place to learn how to make a big impact in your community through grant writing and nonprofit consulting. The world needs you to step forward as a grant writer and use your skills to lead with confidence. I'm Teresa Huff, former special ed teacher turned grant writer and nonprofit strategist. In my 20 years of freelancing, I've helped nonprofits triple their funding and exponentially increase their reach. Now I'm stepping up to mentor freelancers and nonprofit leaders like you who are ready to take your skills to the next level. It's time to get intentional about your vision so you can create lasting change in your community. Learn the skills and strategies you need to become the grant writer the world needs. Let's do this. Hey friends, great to be back again this week. I just finished up a webinar today that was so much fun because the other two ladies that spoke also discussed finances, but they were talking more in the business world and with taxes and business setup. And then I talked about grant funding and how to look at grants and approach funding for your nonprofit. So it was a really fun webinar. And message me if you want to catch the replay, but it got me to thinking a lot about how we're tracking information. And this partly stems from the webinar conversation we had and also from some conversations I've had recently with clients and from some nonprofits exploring grants. The thing is, they come to me ready for grants. Here's this great opportunity. Let's go for it. So then when I start digging in and asking questions, we realize, oh, they actually don't have much data yet. And the thing is, if you want to present a grant, if you want to fill out an application, you need to have good data. You need to have information on your programs, the track record, the impact you're making. And then you also need to have statistics, data from the community, from the need, things that really show that you are filling a critical need in your space. And this is something that we've talked about before on the show, but I want to put it in a little bit different context today and remind you of some of those things, but then also give you some questions to think about as you're considering, are we tracking the right things? Now, this is important because really everything that comes in and out of our nonprofit operations is data. Like if we are awarded a grant, that is data. If we are not awarded a grant, again, that's data. That's information we can use to make more informed decisions going forward. So then in the context of grant writing, when should you start collecting data for your nonprofit programs? From day one, you need to start tracking it long before you ever need it for a grant application. You need the data so that you can track where you're going, so that you can see how far you've come, the progress you've made, so that you can look back and evaluate and adjust what's not working, what do we need to change, which things are going really well that we should double down on. So start tracking data right away. Chances are, even if this is not a real organized area of your operations yet, you do have something that you could start with. You just need to really dig in and look at what can we be measuring? What are we already measuring that maybe we haven't thought to actually record yet? So really think about how you can dig into that. Now, remember, I've talked quite a bit lately about my ROI framework, how you can build your return on impact, and then that ROI framework is being relevant, being optimized, and interacting. And data actually helps you with all three areas. If you're relevant to the community, the data can help you show why you are relevant and how you connect to the impact that the grant maker is trying to make in the community as well. You're helping them fulfill their mission, but you need the data and the facts to back it up. When you're trying to optimize, you need to collect the data and be tracking. Track your programs, track everything about it, your attendance, the impact, the testimonials and stories, all kinds of data. And then on the interacting piece, with accurate data, you can better tell your story and convey the need to other people. It gives you something to share and to talk about. It builds your credibility. Now, let me back up for a minute and let's talk about what do I even mean when I say data? It could be all kinds of things, right? And it could be internal data like your donor base, your fundraising efforts, your operations, your staff, things like that. Or it can be external, how you're serving clients, how many people are in your program, what kind of impact you're making. And so data can be quantitative or qualitative. And now we're getting a little more technical, but hang with me here. If you were in education or science or had to do any kind of research, you may be familiar with these terms already. But quantitative is what can you measure with hard numbers like statistics, attendance, actual numbers and headcount, costs, demographics, the number of meals you served, how well kids are doing on their spelling tests, how many puppies were adopted, those kinds of measurements that are pretty objective, cut and dried numbers. Then we can look at the qualitative data. How much does this program mean to this family? How much has it helped them? How has it changed their life? The stories, the testimonials, the heartfelt, meaningful things that are a little harder to measure and to put into actual numbers, but you know it's there. You can see the difference it's making. A lot of times this will come from observations, from focus groups. Sometimes you'll be able to gather data on the need in the community, from input, from those conversations, from all kinds of areas like that that are more of the interactive, people-facing data. So that's the qualitative. Now, sometimes data can be challenging to gather. Especially if you're dealing with sensitive information, you can't just put a list of all your clients or the students in your classroom. And so there are times that you may have to get creative. However, go back to episode 76, where I talk about how to use constraints as containers for progress, where constraints can actually be a catalyst to help you think creatively. That's been one of my most popular episodes, number 76. I will link to that in the notes. But think about this with data. If you do have constraints like that, where it's challenging to gather, maybe you can't always share some of the data or some of the stories because you need to protect the privacy of your clients, what can you measure? And how can you quantify that? Or who could you talk to instead? Maybe you can't talk to clients, but you could get volunteer stories, or you could get donor stories and how it's affected their lives. Someone recently, after a grant writing workshop I had done, someone came up and asked me how she could measure behavior change for their after school program because they're, you know, tasked with behavior change, but that's pretty ambiguous. So I suggested developing just a quick 5-point checklist with 5 things on it on a scale of 1 to 5. And then the teachers can quickly rank the kids on those 5 key areas and look for trends over time. Maybe they just do the checklist once a week, once a day, depending on the program and what's realistic. Or maybe they rotate through and do different students on different days. But once they have that data, then they can look for those trends and see what's changing. Then they can start making other connections too. Like maybe they're seeing a trend in negative behaviors right after school, but then the kids improve after they've had a snack or after they've had rest time. So are there certain things? Does a student tend to have meltdowns when the activities are really loud and chaotic and disorganized? Are you seeing an improvement after you've implemented a new character education program? And so on. You can look for those patterns and trends, but you need the data first to be able to have that as a baseline, to have that starting point for what you're trying to measure and compare. And then this data that you're collecting can help inform your programs, and it provides a valuable history when it comes time to apply for grants or when you're speaking to donors and if you're doing an annual report at the end of the year. So it comes in handy in lots of different areas. Now, I want to leave you with 5 questions today to really think about how can you evaluate the data in your work. Now, these are things that may be pretty easy. You may have the kind of program where you are tracking data And if that's the case, then maybe you're pretty good. Maybe these will be simple. But if not, if you need to dig a little deeper, or if you're just getting started with how can we quantify, then this may be something to really sit down with your team or with your board or your leadership and say, okay, how can we look at this? Or sit down with your program providers, your directors, your teachers, whoever's in your program. So here are the five questions. Number one, what data and tracking systems do you already have in place? So first, start with what you have, because if you haven't defined that or named it, it's really hard to know what you still need. So first of all, look, do you have anything in place? Have you acknowledged that, oh, yes, actually, we are tracking several things, and see what you already have? Or maybe you're casually tracking, but nothing formal has been set up yet. So maybe there's something there that you could formalize just a little more, get some structure to it, and then you'll be in good shape with having the data. Number two, what data have you been overlooking? Are there any areas that maybe you've had data coming in and you just haven't realized or haven't considered that, oh, this might be really important data? Like maybe quotes when people come through the door, maybe feedback from people in your program or how the parents feel about the program that you're implementing with the kids. So are you collecting that? Are you jotting down the anecdotal notes like that? Is there anything that you may be overlooking? Number three, how can you better measure and quantify your data? So look at what are some areas that we could clean up a bit? And is there anything that we could get better at tracking to make sure we know where it is, where to put it when we gather data, who's collecting it, who's responsible? And then number four, are you collecting both qualitative and quantitative data? I really think you need both. Even if you have a program that you say it's strictly cut and dried, one or the other, I really think you need some of both. And so you may need to get creative as to what that should look like. That's where I can come in and help you figure that out. We can brainstorm that in a strategy call if this is an area where you're stuck. And then number five, is your data that you're collecting reflecting a realistic picture of your impact? And if it's not, do you need to adjust something? So is it truly showing the impact you're making? If someone were to just look at your data on paper, is that showing what you know this is doing in the community? You know your work is making such a difference for these families, these puppies, whatever it is. You know you have a huge impact, but does the data on paper reflect that? Or if somebody just looked at your paper, would it just show a bunch of numbers that really don't say anything? What can you do? So this is kind of one of my superpowers, helping connect the dots and think creatively of how to take what you've got and actually reframe it into a much more compelling narrative and into a picture that more fully reflects the work you're doing. So if that's the case, and if you need to think through this, I invite you to book a strategy call with me. You can go to my site, teresahuff.com/mentor. Click the button right there to book it. We will get on a call and we will talk through this to help you look at your data, think through how can you be framing it a little differently to be more effective and to truly reflect the impact you're making. We need people to understand how important this work is that you're doing, because you know the value of it. I mean, you do it every day, and that's why you're so involved with it and so passionate about it. But are you speaking the same language to be able to properly convey that to other people? And that's where we need you to get. All right, friends, I would love to hear from you. What questions do you have on this? As always, you can reach out on my website or LinkedIn and connect with me there. And yeah, if you need to book a strategy call, just hop on and let's do it. All right, friends, have a great week and go change your world.